Domestic violence is the single biggest cause of homelessness in Australia. Half of the women with children in the homeless sector are escaping family violence, and many women and children in crisis are falling through the cracks, unable to access community housing support and locked out of the private home market. Today, a new national program will be launched. It's called Rapid Rehousing, and it aims to help victims of domestic violence overcome the barriers to renting their own home. Cathy Van Exdell reports.
40-year-old Rachel Newton is a mother of three who had long endured domestic violence. 18 months ago, with two of her children now adults and her youngest age 13, she fled Melbourne for Bendigo, leaving behind the family home and a thriving business.
I just couldn't handle it anymore. I didn't want to take it. I'd left a couple of times and ended up back there because I found it really hard having the three kids. They were a lot younger, trying to find somewhere to live. So I'd always end up back, and I thought the only way of doing this was to leave without the kids.
When Rachel left, she had no job, no car, few possessions and little money.
I found it really, really hard. First night I slept out on the street. Then when I went to an organisation who put me in a place for a week, but then I had to pay the subsequent weeks, which was $180 a week, and I had no money. When I left, I was self-employed with my partner in a business, and I had no paperwork, I had nothing, and Centrelink weren't really willing to put me on until I explained everything to them, and then they started me on a payment, but my whole payment pretty much went to staying in this, how could I say, extremely colourful place.
So what happened then? What was your next step?
Get a job and get the hell out of that place. And I ended up staying in a shared house. And I found my daughter wasn't coping very well living at home. You know, she was a teenager, my youngest.
So did she move in with you in that shared home?
Yeah, I kept her with me, and I lost my job because it was night shift. Yeah, I ended up back on Centrelink. That took 6 weeks. I fell behind in paying my rent, caught up, and then after that, it didn't want me there. So I was back in emergency accommodation with my daughter, which was really bad. I had to let my daughter go back to her father's the whole time, still doing the walking around to, you know, housing places and asking, getting the same answer.
So you really fell through the cracks, didn't you?
Extremely so. And I'd think, why can't I be helped? I'm doing everything to try and help myself. But, yeah.
It must have been incredibly difficult for you to have gone through all of that process, found yourself back in emergency accommodation, and then had to see your daughter go back to an environment where she was clearly unhappy in.
Yep, it hurt.
How did she cope with that return to the house?
Not too good. It wasn't for too long, because as soon as I got a job, I was staying in motels because I could afford it, because I didn't want to, I couldn't stay in emergency, and but it meant that I couldn't save up for a bond, and it meant that we had no money. But it meant that we were together.
By then, Rachel was back in Melbourne, where she secured the full-time job with the company she's still with. Rachel and her daughter spent about 3 months motel hopping before they were contacted by Homeground Services, one of Melbourne's largest homelessness, housing and support agencies. Under a new national program officially being launched today, Homeground is providing a rapid rehousing service for women and children fleeing domestic violence. Heather Holst is the Homeground CEO.
Women living family violence are a really high number of the people we see as homeless or at imminent risk. We also know that often they have experience managing a private rental property as a tenant. So they're able, just if they can get over that kind of difficulty they're in at the present moment, they're able to make a success of private rental, and it's an option that works well for them. So we know that we can get a really wide-scale assistance with this.
Heather Holst says under the Rapid Rehousing Program, women will receive early help to access the private rental market.
There'll be a fund and workers that we provide to back up who can work quickly with the woman to find the sort of private rental options she needs. And then generally what people need is just that little bit of extra cash. Maybe it's for a rent in advance amount, or assistance to top up the bond that gets them over that hump and into the property, and then they can manage it on their own after that.
The program's being funded by the REA Group, which operates realestate.com. The company's providing $1 million over 3 years. CEO Tracy Fellow says it's about getting women timely help.
We saw that tackling that issue of people who in very real time can find themselves suddenly without housing and can spiral to, you know, very dire circumstances for their families. And so we saw that as something that was an issue very near and dear to our hearts. And that's really what a major part of the support is for.
For Rachel Newton and her daughter, the Rapid Rehousing Program has stopped that spiral. For the past 3 months, they've been living in their privately rented two-bedroom unit.
It's like everything you'd hope for with your child to grow up in. Parks, school close by, very fitting for both of us.
So how soon did you move into the new place?
Within the week. They paid for everything. They paid my bond, they paid a month. And we were in here. I had no furniture. We just had clothes. The landlord gave us a couch, a bed for my daughter, and a table and chairs, which I was more appreciative of because we hadn't had that for a while.
And with a child, just having your own kitchen must have made the world of difference.
I'm cooking pizzas right now. I'm very happy to have a kitchen. Like, my daughter can get up and, you know, go and get something to eat in the safety of our own home.
How does she feel about the new flat?
She's ecstatic. She's happy. She's in a nice area. She can go. She was more happy to be going to school because she hadn't gone to school for some time. Her father didn't re-enroll her. And when we were in motels, I didn't want to go and put her in a school. I need to move. We weren't very stable in where we were, so I was waiting for somewhere to get her into school. That's all she wanted, just to go to school.
So you've been in this flat now for 3 months. How has it changed your life and that of your daughters?
I can actually get on with my life. You know, everything's been on hold for nearly 2 years. I've, you know, been really down and out and trying to get things moving, and it's just been an absolute standstill. And not entirely because, you know, of me not trying. It's just you don't know what to do.
A fresh start. Rachel Newton ending that report by Cathy Van Exdell.